since the Greyhound ban was overturned and we kind of went back to the way things were any measures put in place to try and protect these dogs, or did things literally just go back to the way that they were?
We know that new figures, which we've revealed through Freedom of Information, actually show that nothing has changed since greyhound racing was, if I can say, unbanned by the New South Wales Liberal and National government, with huge support from the Labor Party, sadly. We've seen about 700 dogs euthanized or killed for reasons related to racing between April and December last year, which is almost exactly the same as what we saw in 2016. So despite all the promises of things will change, nothing has really changed.
So how are people getting away with euthanizing these dogs? Because the way I understood it was that things were supposed to be stricter and more checks and balances being in place, but obviously it's failing terribly. How are people getting away with it? How are people justifying it?
Yeah, the industry is saying that things won't change overnight. We're committed to change, but things will not change overnight. But to be really frank, like, the Special Commission of Inquiry handed down its report 2 years ago.
Mm.
You know, this industry, it's been a year since the ban has been overturned. So it's not overnight. They've been at least 2 years since they have had, immense notice that things should change. So 330 dogs, we know, in 2017, between April and December, were put down as being unsuitable for rehoming. But I think that is really questionable. Like, who assesses the dogs as being unsuitable for rehoming? Why isn't there a program to rehabilitate the dogs? We know that a report from New Zealand suggested that there's a trend of dogs being euthanized just days after being retired from racing, with no attempt to actually rehabilitate the animals. And I'm really concerned that that's what's happening here. And there is a huge loophole at the moment where an owner, a trainer, could actually adopt the greyhound themselves. And that's when the tracking of the dogs completely ends, and then have it euthanized the next day, or have them adopted by a friend or a family and have euthanized the next day.
Gosh, so these numbers could be so much more inflated than we even know now.
I think this is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, the basic thing that came out of the Special Commission of Inquiry was that this is an industry that is based on the deaths of thousands of dogs. And let's not forget that this is a gambling industry. This is a racing industry, and the bottom line is that no dog should have to die for the sake of a bet.
No, and when people are saying things like, in my opinion, when people are saying things like, this won't change overnight, this isn't something that we can change in a couple of days. Well, while we're not changing it and while we're waiting for this slow and gradual change, there are hundreds of dogs that are dying as a result. So it is something that we need to change overnight, and it is something that we need to change quickly. How are you proposing that we address this problem? Is it bringing back the ban? Is it increasing social awareness?
I think social awareness is really high. I mean, there are thousands of people in the community who want this industry to end because they know, and they're not saying this. There were thousands of pages of evidence that was given to the Special Commission of Inquiry 2 years ago. And basically, it said that it's so systemic, you know, the live baiting, the drugging of dogs, the killing of 68,000 dogs over a 12-year period, that there is no way other than actually just ending greyhound racing. It's unacceptable in this day and age to have entertainment and gambling based on the deaths of dogs. So from my perspective, it really, and the perspective of so many in the community, this industry has to end. And we know that even the greyhound racing industry themselves in their reports were saying that they were going to reduce greyhound racing tracks around New South Wales. So I think sooner or later it's going to end anyway. But why should we continue on with the cruelty? And sadly, now we have like $41 million of taxpayer money is actually being put into the industry after the backflip was done.
Yeah. Really? And wow.
In the name of improving animal welfare, but we are not seeing any changes
in
terms of killing of dogs. So this industry has to end. And, you know, we'll keep at it. I know there's a huge passion in the community to do this. But in the meantime, we're doing other things as well to try and stop cruelty wherever possible. So, for instance, I started a big campaign last year to stop airlines from exporting greyhounds internationally, where they also face cruelty. And so many airlines have come on board and have said they will not do that anymore.
Fantastic.
So, you know, we'll keep exposing it. We'll keep trying every avenue to stop this cruelty.
And how would you suggest people out there listening get on board? Is it calling your local members of parliament? Is it writing letters? Is it, what are you asking people to do to make sure that this doesn't disappear into the background?
It is calling your members of parliament. It is writing letters. It is going to see them. It is everything and all of that. It is also about, if you have the capacity to, there are many greyhounds out there looking for wonderful owners for adoption. It is also about that. It is also about caring for the animals that are out there and that need a home. And we know that the one-year anniversary of the ban overturn is coming in April very soon. So look out for some rallies and big events that we'll be organising then as well, and join them.
Well, Dr. Fergie, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much, Jess. Lovely to talk to you.